morning, and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have two fabulous white wines to review that we both just fell in love with. And it's nice because we each picked them independently of each other. And, you know, we both buy at the same store. And one day we're going to buy the same wine. It's just going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. Let's start with the Lights Dragonstone Riesling from Rheingau, 2015 vintage, 10% alcohol. You can have it for breakfast. A nice screw cap, by the way, a beautiful bottle. And I wonder if Dragonstone didn't have something to do with Game of Thrones, where Dragonstone is a nickname for obsidian. I don't know. I'm just saying. And if you're going to ask me, did I buy this because I was sort of sold on the label and on the bottling? Yeah, I did. And it was $17. And it was delightful. I thought this had a perfect balance of sugar and acid. Not what I expected. It was dry, and yet it had enough fruits. It was delightful.
We're going to talk about two wines today. And when we were doing our tasting, we actually tasted this one second. And we should have tasted it first, which is why we're talking about it first. Because it's a Rheingau Riesling, we expected maybe a little more sweetness to it. We didn't expect it to be super sweet at all. But this had that nice rich petrol on the nose, and then it was like biting into a golden delicious apple before it gets ripe.
Nice.
Just green and tart, lip-smacking, dare I say. I love this. It seemed like it would be a perfect accompaniment for goat cheese.
Good house wine. Lights Dragonstone. My idea was to use it for Hanukkah because that's the festival of lights.
Ba-dum-bum.
I got a million of them, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you do.
Our second one, Clos Le Vigneault Vouvray 2015 from the beautiful Loire Valley. If you're drinking Vouvray, you are drinking
Chenin Blanc.
And indeed. So what do you think, MZ?
I loved this one, too. We've sort of set ourselves a task to pick some wines that we thought would be appropriate for winter. And I went for Chenin because Chenin, while it is crisp and beautiful, it has a little more heft to it. And this in the nose had that sweet chalkiness I love in Chenin. It had good acid. I got dried apricot and dried pineapple as the fruit flavors. The label suggests that you serve this with Asian foods, both East Asian and South Asian. I think that those are brilliant recommendations. This would be lovely with any kind of curry, also with seafood, or just with cheese, soft cheeses.
And this was how much?
This was $17.
A bargain at twice the price. Clos Le Vigneault Vouvray 2015 from the beautiful Loire Valley. I thought this was beautifully floral, but not floral like my Aunt Esther. This was like just, you know, not like the floral perfume she used to wear, but just this was...
This isn't blue roses.
No, it was the nice smell that rose can have, you know, when roses are fresh and beautiful and so inviting. It was like going to the Bahamas and getting covered in nice smelling flowers. And that's enough of that.
Are we not dreaming of warmer places?
I think we are, and that's why we're drinking these wines in the wintertime. Lights Dragonstone and Clos Le Vigneault Vouvray. We will post them as we have been doing. And MZ, these are nice winter whites.
I'm very pleased.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.